Okay. This meeting of Westport's representative town meeting is now called to order. We welcome those who are joining us tonight in Town Hall Auditorium, as well as those watching us streaming live on westportconnecticut.gov and those watching on Optimum Government Access Channel 79 or Frontier Channel 99. My name is Velma Heller, and I'm the moderator of the RTM. On my right is RTM Secretary Jackie Fuchs. Tonight's invocation will be delivered by Sue Gold, who is retiring as the educational director of the Historical Society. Would you please come up and for the invocation, Sue? Thank you.
Thank you,
Velma. Good evening, everyone. I'm humbled, and it's a privilege to be here. I'll just correct Velma. I am the executive director of the Westport Historical Society, and I've been there for a decade, actually have served 14 years with the Historical Society, and we're right across the street, and our relationship with the town is a wonderful, strong relationship, and it will continue for years. So this is my pleasure to welcome you this evening. Tonight, I want to share a poem with you that makes me smile. It's a poem by Emily Dickinson, and it was written in 1862. I mention the date because the Civil War had just recently started, and in fact, Dickinson's great poetic outpouring largely coincided with the war. The title is I Dwell in Possibility. I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose, more numerous of windows, superior for doors, of chambers as the cedars, impregnable of eye, and for an everlasting roof, the gambrels of the sky, of visitors the fairest, for occupation this, the spreading wide my narrow hands, to gather paradise. How poignant is this poem and how it resonates with hope. And as we move towards a new year with courage and confidence, we embrace our internal wisdom and create something wondrous and bountiful for ourselves and our families. Mary Oliver says it best, with your one wild and precious life, what do you plan to do? Goals, aspirations, and intentions are important tools for navigating one's life. The Westport Historical Society, a treasure in our town, is steering its course with a new strategic plan that will establish a firm base from which many exciting new programs and opportunities will blossom. And I will be moving to a new home in a few months filled with positive thoughts and aspirations to make a life that suits my new direction and passions. So this is what I wish for all of you in this room who have chosen to speak on behalf of your districts with a desire to be an advocate for what you strongly believe in and what serves your constituents the best. The things that matter most in our lives are not fantastic or grand. They are the moments when we touch one another. My wish is that we use time wisely and forever realize that the time is always ripe to do right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Will you lead us, please, in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Sue. My apologies. I see ED and it says education.
She ran away.
Could we have a copy of your remarks, please?
Okay,
thank you so much. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Okay. District 1, Ms. Cady.
Here.
Mr. Mandel.
Yes.
Ms. Purcell.
Yes.
Mr. Tate.
Yep.
Yeah. District 2, Mr. Keenan.
Here.
Mr. Maul.
Here.
Ms. Meyer-Schatz?
Here.
Mr. Phillips?
Here.
District 3, Mr. Friedman?
Yep.
Ms. Hogan?
She told me that she would not be here.
Okay. Mr. Izzo?
Here.
Ms. Kaplan?
Here.
District 4, Mr. Colabella.
Here.
Ms. Hamlin.
Here.
Ms. Pirelli Gray.
She told me that she could not be here.
Mr. Weezer.
Here.
District 5, Mr. Gold.
He told me that he could not be here.
Ms. Klein.
Here.
Ms. Kramer.
Here.
Mr. Kraut.
Here.
District 6, Ms. Bram.
Here.
Mr. Bronstein. Ms. Lyons-Greenspan.
Here.
Ms. Talmadge.
Here.
District 7, Ms. Briggs.
Here.
Ms. Karff.
Here.
Mr. Kling.
Here.
Ms. Lautenberg.
Here.
District 8, Mr. Arthurs.
Here.
Ms. Bateau.
Here.
Ms. Moriarty.
Here.
Ms. Ray.
Here.
District 9, Mr. Carey.
Here.
Ms. Sheenan. Sheeman.
Here.
Schneeman. Sorry. I'll get it. Ms. Soloff.
Here.
And Dr. Heller.
Thank you.
Here.
So we have present.
32
members present. And just so that you know, in case you didn't see my email, it's always expected that if you can't make it or if you're going to be late, you do let me know beforehand, because then we know what to expect. It's helpful. Thank you. Okay, we send birthday greetings tonight to Lee Arthurs, Seth Bronstein, Kathy Talmadge, and Colleen Tarpe, who is part of our wonderful, wonderful town clerk's office, who works with us so wonderfully all the time. Our next RTM meeting will be Tuesday, January 9th. And other upcoming meetings, any upcoming committee meetings that we know of at this time? Upcoming committee meetings? I just want to let you know about one very important meeting that happens every year, the first Friday in January. It is the presentation of the Board of Education budget. And clearly, Education Committee people and Finance Committee people tend to be there, because this is where you kind of get to know at a more granular level what it is that's going into that budget. And things are argued and presented and questioned, and this is just a good thing to know about. Are there any announcements for RTM members? Any announcements this evening? Yes, Ms. Sola. Yeah, I always do. Yeah, I do. Please. Oh, I forgot. Thank you. For new members, when you come to the podium, please state your name and your district.
Lauren Soloff, District 9. I just want to let everybody know that on Sunday, December 10th at 4:30 at the Unitarian Church, there will be a candlelight vigil to end gun violence. It's one of hundreds of vigils being held across the country over the next few weeks, commemorating the fifth anniversary of the horrific shooting at Sandy Hook and the thousands of victims of gun violence in the 5 years since that atrocity. Speakers will include gun violence survivors as well as members of various gun violence prevention organizations. The event is being sponsored by Defend Democracy, the Unitarian Church Social Justice Outreach, Connecticut Against Gun Violence, and Sandy Hook Promise. I hope everybody will attend. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Announcements. Mr. Kling.
Good evening. Jack Kling, District 7. I'm here to talk about another music concert put on by the Friends of the Westport Senior Center. It's this coming Sunday. Doors open at 1 o'clock. The show by the Fairfield Counts, a very successful, popular big band sound, starts at 2. It's free. We have a lunch as well. It says goodies is guacamole, dip, and chips. Thanks to Dunville's, we'll have a lot of chicken wings. We'll have for vegetarians spring rolls, beverages, and holiday cookies. So it's free. Doors open at 1. It's one of our 5 annual music festivals sponsored by the Levitt Foundation and the Friends of the Senior Center. Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Thank you, Mr. Kling. It sounds great. Any other members who have an announcement at this point? Any further announcements? In that case, before we will look at the business of our agenda, before we turn to the call, traditionally at the first meeting of a new RTM session, the senior member of the RTM conducts this portion of the meeting pertaining to the election of the moderator. Mr. Kling is our senior member, having served for 20 years. This is his 11th term, and we congratulate him. I will do it when I come back. Okay. This is Mr. Kling, will you please take the stage? I'll pick it up. Give me a little space here, Jack. You can have my photo.
On your purse.
You may. No, no, not my purse, my pillow. Not that.
That's all right. Leave
okay,
it
it's all right. You're good.
Thank you, Velma. This is my second chance to do this. I have to clarify that being a senior member of the RTM does not mean you're the oldest, but I will not divulge the winner of that award unless they care to stand up and introduce themselves. But anyway, it's a privilege to be here. This is a thing we do, as Velma said, every 2 years for a new term. I will let you know how we're going to do it procedurally. It's set up by the rules of the our town charter. This is a resolution, it's not a resolution, it's a nomination. Therefore, it may be seconded, but that's not mandatory. There may be as many candidates as we choose to have. I will handle an election, a nomination election of the moderator. That the winner will then come back up here, and I'll go back to row four and take my accustomed seat. As far as voting procedures, should there be only one nominee, should the RTM agree, we will have a vote by show of hands rather than secret ballot. Should the public wish to speak, some member of the public, it's not required, but something we do is a privilege and an opportunity for the public to come and speak a few words as well in support of the nominee. So there will be a nominating speech, a seconding speech, and perhaps a comment from the public. We're acting under Section A-162-11 of the RTM Rules of Procedure. The voting will be as I just outlined. At this time, the chair is open for nominations. Floor is open. Mr. Phillips.
Neil Phillips, District 2. At the 50th anniversary celebration of the Westport Representative Town Meeting, held almost 18 years ago to this day and in this room, Gordon Joseloff, the then acting RTM moderator, was quoted in the celebratory program as saying, quote, "For five decades, the RTM and its members have epitomized the best of Westport, and that tradition continues today. These are more than concerned citizens. Many are highly talented individuals, well known in their own right, who share a strong common interest in positively influencing the affairs of Westport. We are honored to follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before and are grateful to them for helping make Westport what it is today." End quote. Today, almost seven decades since the establishment of the RTM, we continue this great tradition and are called upon to nominate a moderator to lead this distinguished legislative body. It is my privilege tonight to nominate a highly talented individual in her own right, Dr. Velma Heller, as RTM moderator. I have had the distinct pleasure of working with Velma for the past 4 years, and specifically serving with her on the Education Committee, of which she has chaired for 9 years. Anyone who knows Velma or who has worked with Velma knows that she is a tireless, thoughtful, pragmatic, and respected individual. Her words are carefully and deliberately chosen, and oftentimes, especially in a heated debate, provide the right measure of calm and conciliation when needed the most. Velma has been elected to the RTM for 9 straight terms. This is no small feat, given the recent and spirited campaign for RTM this fall, with so many newcomers interested and willing to serve in each of the 9 districts. In addition to her role as education chair, she has served as deputy moderator from 2013 through this past August, when she was elected moderator to complete the term left vacant by her predecessor, Eileen Pflug. During this time, Velma has fulfilled her civic duties with grace, poise, and integrity. Velma's professional career spans over many decades in education. She has served over 30 years in the Westport Public School System as a classroom teacher, reading specialist, vice principal, principal, K-12 director of curriculum and staff development, and as director of supervision and evaluation. This career path speaks volumes about Velma's fortitude and abilities. Upon her retirement from the Westport schools, she joined Sacred Heart University in 2002, first as a student teacher supervisor and adjunct professor, and then became a full-time faculty member in their graduate education program in 2005. During her time in the Westport schools and at Sacred Heart, Velma has also served on countless committees ranging from strategic planning, school building, school budget, and faculty affairs, to name a few. And yet, she still finds the time to make the RTM a priority by attending countless committee meetings, Board of Ed meetings, and Board of Finance meetings. Velma has already proven her mettle by providing solid leadership as chair of the Education Committee, as deputy moderator, and as moderator. Her style of leadership does not speak to ego, but rather to inclusion of many different viewpoints and consideration of fact-based analysis. As I have stated in the past, she is the epitome of a true public servant. On a personal note, it has been my pleasure working side by side with Velma on issues that matter most to our town, and specifically those concerning our incredible school district. She has been a great mentor and leader, and I am honored to nominate my friend and colleague, Dr. Velma Heller, for the position of RTM moderator.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Is there any other member of the RTM who would wish to speak to this nomination? Mr. Rizzo.
Jimmy Izzo, RTM 3. Neil, you didn't leave me anything, buddy. Thanks a lot, pal. I love you. I read that before you. You know, I saw that. Very well said. And, you know, I'd like to add a few things to this. I've known Velma since I've been on the RTM. This is my, I believe, fourth term serving. And I can't speak of a kinder, more gentler person whose ability to lead in such a, what we are as a nonpartisan body. I mean, we can sometimes be angry children with each other and get out of line and act foolish and be here to like midnight over stuff that we've discussed hours before and went around the block and everything. Velma has that calming voice, that calming demeanor as a leader to kind of keep our cool, make us calm and get to the point of finding an equal balance. I can't say enough about her education background. I think whenever there's an issue with education or any questions, she's a great voice of reason and a great voice of knowledge for any of you newcomers. Always feel free to call her. Her door's always open, her phone lines are open, and you just can't go wrong. And like, and to back up what Neil said, I'd like you all to join me in seconding the nomination for Velma Heller as our moderator. for upcoming years.
Thank you, Mr. Rizzo. As I mentioned, allowed by our town charter, any member of the public may also speak to this nomination. Do I, Mr. Marpey, our first selectman?
You're famous.
Jim Marpey, first selectman. I stand up here to endorse the nomination of Dr. Velma Heller as your next moderator. It's been my privilege for the past 6 months work with Velma and in her role as leadership here as moderator, and in many ways the role of moderator is the countervailing force, if you will, to the role that I have as first selectman. But we both in our own ways have broad leadership responsibilities, and it's been a pleasure to share those responsibilities with Velma in these past months. But I think back to the last dozen years that I've known Velma as a member of the Board of Education, working with Velma in her role as the chairman of the Education Committee here, the RTM. I really came to appreciate all the adjectives that we've heard here tonight and all the descriptors, calm, thoughtful, someone who really can mentor other people and be a cool voice in the heat of the moment. So I encourage you to unanimously vote to elect Velma Heller as your moderator for the coming 2 years, and I look forward to serving with her in that role.
Thank you, Mr. Marpey. Are there any further nominations for moderator of the RTM? Seeing none, we're ready for the vote. With your permission, there's only one nominee. We'll do the vote by hand. Do I have your approval?
Yes.
So approved. Thank you. The nominee for the moderator of the RTM for the term 2018 and 19 is Ms. Velma Heller. All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Got them all, I guess. Down. All those opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. The vote is unanimous. Velma?
I have a question.
Oh, you didn't. I missed that line in here.
Tell them the nice questions. Call.
You can call the second one.
One year. I want to thank you all. It's really hard sitting there and hearing people say all the wonderful things that were said. You kind of wonder, is this me they're talking about? And then when you realize it is, it's quite overwhelming, and I don't know how to thank you enough. I want to thank all of you for your continued vote of confidence, and I particularly want to thank Neil and Jimmy for their beautiful words. And thank you, Jim Marpey, for standing up for me. I really do appreciate it, and it has been a pleasure, and I look forward to continuing in this role. I've been honored to serve as your deputy moderator for several terms, and most recently for a brief run as your moderator. For over 16 years as a member of the RTM, I have never ceased to be amazed and impressed by the outstanding strengths of our body. As nonpartisan legislators of Westport, we are able to draw upon the tremendous experience, expertise, and energy of our collective membership for the benefit of our town. We bring varied backgrounds in business, in education, finance, law, the arts. We've had architects, engineers, and so forth, and so much more to serve what is in the best interest of our town, the town we've chosen to be our home. And we do this through a process of informed decision-making. That is at the core of what we do. We may have varied approaches to gathering and interpreting information, and we may come to differing conclusions. However, given a climate of trust based on respectful dialogue, this variation may well enhance the depth and breadth of our conversations and insights, and we may even agree to disagree. What do you know about that? As far as I know, we're not here for glory or fame, or certainly not for financial reward. There's clearly a higher goal that involves contributing to what is best for our town, for Westport. And this outcome is more likely to occur when we promote a climate of trust that enhances respectful civil discourse. Every 2 years after a town election, we welcome our new members. I have every confidence that this RTM that blends the experience of seasoned representatives with the fresh energy of 12 new members, 12 new members, that's a lot, will be up to the challenge. I appreciate your trust in me to contribute to this process by setting a tone of fairness, respect, and consideration for all involved. Thank you for your support, and I really look forward to working with all of you. Thank you so much. Before we go on, I would like to ask that we take a moment of silence for a former RTM member, Saul Hefner. Saul was a representative in District 6, and when I first came on the RTM, I was in District 6. We had lived there, and then we moved to District 9. I met Saul when we were running for office together. He was, and tried always to be, a mentor. He was a caring and intelligent, forthright man, and I ask that we all recognize him with a moment of silence. Our next order of business this evening is the election of the deputy moderator. Will the secretary please read item 2 of the call?
Item 2, to take such action as the meeting may determine, to elect a deputy moderator of the representative town meeting.
At this time, nominations are in order for the position of deputy moderator of the representative town meeting. Just a reminder that we will be following the same procedure as we did for the election of moderator. And at this time, nominations are in order for deputy moderator. Yes, Mr. Mall.
Lewis Mall, District 2. Thank you, Madam Moderator, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
First Selectman Marpy, members of the Westport electorate, and my fellow RTM colleagues. It is my honor and privilege to nominate Jeff Weezer for Deputy Moderator of the Westport Representative Town Meeting for the 2018 term. Before I get into Jeff's qualifications, a little side note. When Jeff asked me to nominate him for Deputy Moderator, I questioned him if he was sure, since I'd just done it 4 months ago. He said he was, that I was his good luck charm, and he wanted to make it Lou for two. I told him I needed new material, but he replied, there are 14 new members that never heard my speech and 22 who had forgotten it. I then asked if I could just reuse and recycle my old speech. He said, yes, the shorter the better, so that we aren't here until the coyotes come home. So here you go. As the word is defined, the moderator is the nonpartisan presiding officer of a town meeting, and the deputy is a second-in-command or assistant who usually takes charge when the superior is absent. Please note the word nonpartisan. The RTM is nonpartisan. We know how important the deputy moderator was during the debate on senior housing at Barron South. Not only does the deputy moderator read the motion, he or she is called upon to step in if the moderator is absent or must recuse himself or herself. Back to Jeff. Jeff and his wife, Pat, have lived in Westport since 1985 and have three grown children and seven wonderful grandchildren. In 2010, after a successful 30-year career in international banking, Jeff assumed his current role as president and CEO of Homes with Hope, where he had volunteered for many years. Jeff is a board member of the Westport Rotary Club, the Westport YMCA Trustees, Positive Directions, and Earth Place. He has served on the vestry at Christ and Holy Trinity Church, chair of the Staples Tuition Grants Committee, and was an advisor on five trips with Builders Beyond Borders. As you can see, Jeff has given back to our community. He's a Princeton Tiger graduate and received his MBA from New York University. Jeff has been a member of the RTM since 2007 and chair of the Finance Committee since 2011. He's also on the Health and Human Services, Rules and Special Ethics Committees. Jeff has always been a moderating voice of reason on the RTM. Now, as you know, the RTM has had a little controversy lately. Some members were criticized for all their political signs, but not Jeff. He ran unopposed in District 4. You didn't see his signs decorating our town. This is what you missed. Please join me. Reuse, recycle, re-elect Jeff Weezer for the 2018 term as deputy moderator of the RTM. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mall. Is there any other member of the RTM who would like to speak to this nomination? Any other member? Ms. Bateau? Okay, very good.
Wendy Bateau, District 8. Congratulations, Vilma, and thanks.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Well, Jeff is a man of few words, and when he saw what I had written, he asked me to cut many of them out of my speech, and Lou has just spoken many of them. So here you go. We'll see what happens. It's an honor to second the nomination of Jeff Weezer to the position of deputy moderator of Westport's representative town meeting. A more overqualified candidate we'd be hard-pressed to find. So that he's interested in continuing in this position is also a pleasure. As you heard, he has a multifaceted professional background, including more than 30 successful years in international banking. Since 2010, he's been president and CEO of Westport's Homes with Hope. His board and other volunteer work on the Westport Rotary, the Y, Earth Place, Positive Directions, Staples Tuition Grants, and 5 years as a leader of Builders Beyond Borders and more speak to the reason he was recently awarded our Chamber of Commerce First Citizen Award. All of these activities also speak to his intelligence, generous heart, talent for working well with a wide range of others, and his excellence in achieving goals diplomatically. These qualities have been displayed during his 10-year tenure on the RTM. As chair of the Finance Committee, he's cut through budgetary brambles to clarify any number of complex economic issues and resolutions. He's brought people of goodwill with occasional conflicting opinions and loud voices together with his moderate approach and reasonable deliberation. He's also a member of Health and Human Services Committee and the Ethics and Rules Committees.
Though he is not a member of the Environment Committee, he's taken the initiative on some of our town's signature environmental protections, including our model plastic bag ban, and he was one of the initiators and negotiators of our recent opt-out of the strewing of telephone directories on residents' properties. He brings a wealth of historical information about the RTM to short-circuit issues that may arise. And on a personal note, he's been to assuage at least one person's occasional impatience with some late-night debates by handing out delicious, healthy snacks. Jeff Weiser brings people together. He's good at both listening and taking action. He's made a substantial contribution not only to our government, but perhaps more importantly to the way all our residents experience our daily lives. I sincerely hope you'll join me in supporting his reelection as our deputy moderator.
Thank you, Ms. Bateau. Are there any other nominations for deputy moderator? Any other nominations for deputy moderator? I'm getting tongue-tied.
Squeaking too much.
Yes. As we said before, traditionally, there is not a great deal of public comment on this. However, such comment is allowed. Are there any members of the Westport electorate who would like to speak at this time? Any members of the electorate? Seeing none, we are ready for a vote. Will you please raise your hands, all in favor of the election of Jeff Weiser as our deputy moderator? Please raise your hand. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The vote is unanimous. Congratulations, Mr. Weiser.
I do feel like I was up here fairly recently, but congratulations, Velma.
Congratulations, Jeff.
And thank you, Lou. Thank you, Wendy. And also thank you, Matt Mandel, who we thought might have to second when Wendy was sick. So especially thank you, Wendy, for making it out here. Thanks, everybody. It's a fun job. It's not so taxing, and I'm kind of embarrassed by all that good stuff, but thank you for all the nice words. I look forward to working with all of our new members. There's so many. I think 12 is certainly as many as have been new since I've been here, so who knows what we're going to get, but it's going to be a fun ride. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Something that I'm not sure anybody mentioned, but I think I do need to mention it, sense of humor. Really, really good. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we are almost there. What I would like right at this point is to ask you if you would get together by district, please, and decide on who will be on the Rules Committee. And now this person is normally either the longest standing elected person or the highest vote getter. And that's something that you will decide within your district. So I'm going to give you about 10 minutes to make that decision. And then while we will adjourn the official meeting, I'm going to ask everyone to stay for a presentation by the town attorney and the assistant town attorney.
So do we adjourn now or after the...
No, after that, after this. It's coming.
elected at this point. New members, will you please come down front? Okay. Just to explain our process at this point. Okay, we're good. Just to explain our process, while the regular meeting is officially adjourned right now, I'm asking all members to stay for a presentation by the town attorney and the assistant town attorney. And I'm asking new members to please come down front, because after that presentation, we're going to need to meet on some other things, okay? And then the seasoned members can leave after that, should you wish, but you're more than welcome to stay.
Farewell. Have fun.
Take care. I'll send this to you.
Thank you very much.